This episode of Chris Brown's True Stewardship is brought to you by Secure Give, the leading provider of safe and simple giving software for churches and charities that can be implemented through kiosks, online, mobile app, and text-to-give options. It's designed to grow your giving, save you time, and reach more people. Learn more at securegive.com. Ramsey Solutions presents Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
What if American households today got serious about stewardship? Not some old historic church word and not some fundraising campaign, but true biblical stewardship, managing God's blessings, God's way for God's glory.
Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's your host, Chris Brown.
Well, hello, friends. Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. I am your host, Chris Brown, and I am joined by our producer, Bob Borquez, and our associate producer, Amanda Rogers. We are coming to you from Nashville, and we're coming to you on behalf of Ramsey Solutions, and we're excited that you are tuning in. The phone number is 866-357-3283. The phone number is 866-357-3283. You call in and we'll talk about your real life situations, whether it be about money or relationships or leadership, wherever you are stewarding, you know, whatever situation you have when it comes to stewardship. Stewardship means managing God's blessings, God's way, for God's glory. You can also email in at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. As we start, I want to read you a quote from an incredible 19th century medical missionary. Kind of serve as the backdrop of our broadcast today. He says, "I place no value on anything I have or may possess, except in relation to the kingdom of God. If anything will advance the interest of the kingdom, it shall be given away or kept only as by giving or keeping it, I shall most promote the glory of him to whom I owe all my hopes in time or eternity." That's David Livingstone. Powerful perspective for us as we start today's broadcast. Now, if you've been listening for a while, you've heard me advise many pastors and ministers who have called in or emailed, and I've advised them to exempt out of Social Security because they have that exemption available to them from the government because of their role, because of their ministry, they have that option to exempt out. And I say only if they're going to invest that money. Well, here's the why. Dave Ramsey was saying this would happen a long time ago, 15, 20 years ago. You could kind of say Dave called it. This article is written, recent article written by CNN Money, says Social Security Trust Fund projected to run dry by 2034. And of course, I don't read this to you to have some kind of doom and gloom broadcast, but I do want to inform you. I want you to know that this was actually a report that was generated from them. So it goes on to say, if lawmakers don't act, Social Security's trust fund will be tapped out in about 18 years. I'm not sure how old you are or how young you are, but perk up. That's one takeaway from the Social Security and Medicare trustees' annual report released on Wednesday. It doesn't mean retirees will get nothing by 2034. It just means that at that point, the program will only have enough revenue coming in to pay 79% of promised benefits. So if you're expecting to get $2,000 a month, the program will only be able to pay $1,580. Technically, Social Security is funded by two trust funds, one for retiree benefits and one for disability benefits. The 2034 date is the exhaustion date for both funds when combined, but if considered separately, the old age fund will be exhausted by 2035, after which it would be able to pay just 77% of benefits. And the disability fund will be tapped out by 2023, at which point it could only pay out 89% of promised benefits. To make all of Social Security solvent for the next 75 years would require the equivalent of any of the following: immediately raising the Social Security payroll tax to 14.98% from the current 12.4% on the first $118,000 of wages, cutting benefits by 16%, or some combination of the two. My question is, how about maybe cutting some expenses, perhaps? And I don't mean that to be sarcastic, but that would be another option to cut some government expenses. Again, of course, it goes on to discuss Medicare, a Medicare forecast as well. But again, not doom and gloom here on Chris Brown's True Stewardship, but just informing you of the importance of us getting our own household in order and to increase the urgency when it comes to investing and leveraging compound interest in our personal lives. Again, the number is 866-357-3283. And first on the line from Fort Worth, Texas, this is Lisa. Lisa, how you doing?
Excellent.
How can I help?
Well, I am a RNAH, which stands for Registered Nurse at Home.
There you
go. My husband, he used to play professional football. And when that happened, we lost our entire investment at the time when we were expecting our first child. Now, and then we got a hold of Financial Peace University. We were able to get out of debt $67,000 in about 3 years.
Good.
Very infrequent income.
Mm-hmm.
We were able to save about $17,000. And we right now are just feeling a lot of pressure about the market and a lot of our agents and friends telling us we need to buy a home, not quite.
An agent's telling you need to buy a home.
Well, because they're saying because of the market, it's never going to be like this again.
Yeah, exactly. Which is like the perfect pitch from an agent. You got to buy a home. It's never going to be like this ever again. This is the only day you can buy. Sorry, I was going off there a little bit. So you've got agents and friends telling you that the market's great. And what do they mean by great? What's their selling points?
In terms of, they said, I guess every year from now on, it'll be going up 8%. And so the home that we can afford right now is going to be unaffordable possibly next year.
Mm-hmm. When do you think that you guys will be able to buy the correct way?
Well, we got a hold of a book that talked about buying your home debt-free. And so mm-hmm. we kind of thought, well, hey, maybe we could do that. And so right now we're paying about $1,500 in rent. We don't own right now. We've never owned. But we're looking at possibly moving into a rental within this next month. That's about $1,100 that's going to enable us to save. Because right mm-hmm. now we only have about $17,000. And or there's an opportunity that just opened up down the street. A friend of ours, her home just foreclosed, and the house is worth about $190,000, but we could possibly get that for $150,000. And so I'm just, we really want to be good stewards, Chris, but we're just not quite sure if we need to just save and buy it debt free or take advantage of this opportunity that just approached us.
Right. Well, I totally get the increased values. I'm not a super experienced, mature, old, however you want to say that. I'm only 38 years old, but I have already been through one cycle, real estate cycle, and I've seen what goes up must come down. So if it's going to increase by 8% a year, if that's what they're saying there in the Dallas area,
right.
I've already seen the overinflation and then the overcorrection that comes after that. I experienced that actually down in Miami where it was more extreme. You got to ask yourself first that question, which one do you want to do? Do you want to buy a house debt-free or do you want to put, 20% down? That would be the minimum that I'd tell you to put down so you'd avoid the mortgage insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to ask yourself, okay, so what could we afford on a 15-year fixed loan and our payment to be no more than 25% of our take-home pay? And this home for $150,000, this foreclosure,
mm-hmm.
Would we buy that home if it wasn't such a good deal? Is that actually something that we would buy? Or do we feel pressured by friends? Do we feel pressured by agents? Do we feel pressured by this one home that right now it seems like the only house ever available? There's this big spotlight on it emotionally that doesn't probably need to be there. So you just got to ask those questions, find out what you're, but I would know that I would make a decision based on what we're deciding, not this pressure around us. I don't want you to feel any pressure from the outside. Romans 12, 1 and 2 says, "Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to agents? No, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship." Then it goes on in verse 2 to say, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will." And the reason why I want you to know that verse, or those two verses, is because I've already fell into this trap. This conforming to the patterns, everyone's buying, everyone's flipping homes. I did this back in 2008, and like you, and I overinvested and I lost my shirt because I was conforming. Everyone was telling me, "Man, you've got to take advantage. You've got to do it. You got to do it. You got to flip homes. You got to." I was in Charlotte back in 2007, 2008, and you can't just do one at a time. You got to do eight at a time. You just got to get after it, and I did. And I lost my shirt. So I don't want you to feel pressured into this. So again, 15-year fixed loan, no more than 25% of your home take-home pay, at least 20% down, avoid private mortgage insurance. Then find out, what do we want? Not what where the foreclosure is. What are we looking for? What neighborhood, what community, what size, how old of a house? Find out what you want and then see if you can afford it. And if you can't afford it, then I wouldn't do it. Romans 13:8 says to owe no man, except for the debt to love one another. And Proverbs 22:7 says that the borrower is enslaved to the lender. So for me, I am going to apply that wisdom, and I'm going to wait until I can afford something. So I want to give you, Lisa, some free tickets to an event that's coming your way to Dallas. I'm going to give you free tickets to the Smart Money event on September 15th. Dave Ramsey and Rachel Cruz are both coming to Dallas. And they're doing a Smart Money event there on September 15th, and I want to give you tickets. If you'll go, will you go?
Absolutely.
All right. Very cool. We appreciate you calling in.
Thanks a lot, Chris.
All right. Bye-bye, Lisa.
We know that church leaders have big vision to impact lives, but usually don't have enough resources to make it happen. So if you can make it easier to create a culture of generosity in your church, wouldn't you do it? Secure Give is the leading provider of safe and simple giving software that can be implemented through kiosks, online, mobile app, and text-to-give options. It also has direct integration with the most popular church management systems, allowing automatic reconciliation. Nearly one-third of the top 100 churches in the U.S. use Secure Give. It's designed to grow your giving, save you time, and reach more people. Learn more at securegive.com.
All right, folks, you are listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Hey, I want to thank you once again for listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. I'm your host, Chris Brown, and we are taking your calls. We're taking your emails, and the email address, again, is chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. And this email comes in from Chuck. He says, "What should I expect to pay a financial advisor?" It's a good question, good, succinct, quick question. Chuck, it depends on a person's AUM, assets under management, or how much the person's investing, and whether you're paying up front, paying as you go, paying on the back end. There's lots of different variables that go into that question and that answer. It also depends on whether a person's, you know, they could be paying a flat percentage rate. They could be paying a tiered percentage based on how much is invested, a flat fee, an hourly rate, or some kind of hybrid of all that. So if you're just talking percentages, somewhere around 0.5% to 1.5%, you know, depending on how much you're investing, of course. Just remember, when I'm saying this, folks, remember you get what you pay for. In a lot of scenarios, you get what you pay for. There's a reason why Chuck E. Cheese pizza is free with tokens. I just went to Chuck E. Cheese with my kids, and I was reminded this is exactly why this pizza is pretty much free with my $30 of tokens. But you get what you pay for. So think about it, though. It's a big deal. A 1% difference. So if someone quotes you 2% and you can go get one, that could cost you up to about 28% of your nest egg. So it's definitely worth the conversation. It's a great question. The goal is to keep costs as low as possible while getting a good quality mutual fund that also fits the client, you know, your the client situation. If you're the client or you're the customer, You want good customer service. You want strong historical returns. You want good management in place. So I would never recommend somebody go somewhere just because of low fees. It's the combination of quality and the low fee. Either way, you want to make sure you're focusing in on the long term. Most investors are better off paying a higher commission up front. This is what I do on my Roth IRAs, higher commission up front, and then having lower ongoing fees. I actually did all of my fees up front, and I was done. Just everything just front-loaded. Most front-load funds work that way, so just I would do that. Because you want to pay all those fees percentage-wise off of a lower balance than a bigger balance come retirement. So that's the way I would handle that. But remember, focus on long-term. And understand your overall cost. Proverbs 19:8 says, "The one who gets wisdom loves life. The one who cherishes understanding will soon prosper." So to understand the value of what you're purchasing is important. You have to have a clear picture of your overall cost. It's your advisor's job to give you that information. And Chuck, if it should happen before you do any business with them. Folks, you hear that? Before you do any business, you need to know exactly what you're getting into. So if that conversation is not happening, ask questions until you understand why you're investing in what you're investing in and what it's costing you. Ask your advisor to break down your expenses as a percentage and as a dollar figure so you can truly understand where your money's going. That's what a good steward does. This next call comes in from Jefferson City, Missouri. This is Sarah. Sarah, how you doing?
Hi, I'm good. Thanks for taking my call. How are you?
I'm doing well. How can I serve you?
Good. I'm just kind of, I have a question about where a certain expense would fall into the steps for the financial freedom steps or whatnot. We're about to complete step two, having all of the debt paid off except for our home.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a house expense that, to me, it's not really an emergency. It's not like a leaky roof or, you know, something that could really cause any danger to anybody. We have a basement that needs some work done on it to fix a leak and refinish it. And I'm kind of just wondering where that falls in. Do we wait till after our emergency fund? Do we split the emergency fund? Just kind of wondering how to approach that.
Yeah, so there's a passage of scripture in the Bible that says, Proverbs 6:5, that says, "Free yourself like a gazelle from the hand of the hunter." And if you just read that real fast, it's kind of like, what? So let's kind of put ourselves in the gazelle's life real fast. We are gazelles at this point. So there's a hunter, he's hunting you, and you're looking into the barrel of this gun. You're a gazelle. And you're like, oh snap, I'm out of here. I'm going to run as fast as I possibly can because I'm about to get shot.
Mm-hmm.
If you're 100 yards and you're running away, 200 yards, 300 yards, and you look over to the right and these things need done in the basement, is it enough to stop?
No, it's not. I don't think.
No, it's not. And really, that's what I'm getting at. I don't,
right.
Based on the only reason why you'd stop, here's your filter. Your filter is the fixing this in the house, is it going to allow us to get out of debt quicker? Because then it would fall under Proverbs 6:5 that you're freeing yourself like a gazelle from the hand of the hunter as fast as you possibly can. You're getting away as fast as you can. You're running away with intensity. But if it's going to hinder that, if it's going to go slower, so the reason why, I'm, like for instance, if there was a, like you said, a leaky roof, then that would obviously mess everything up and it would deter you and you'd have to take some days off of work and you have to get into that. So so where does it fall in your baby steps? It falls in when you have an emergency fund and you've got it fully. You know, say they have 2 or 3 months, then you start the conversation on this improvement. But,
okay. At least get the three, you know, look towards getting at least the 3 months and then look at maybe budgeting it accordingly, getting maybe half of it and getting the rest of your emergency, but get a decent sized cushion in the emergency fund.
Yeah. What you're trying to do is you're trying to remove risk in your life as a family. in general. Mm-hmm. So that's getting out mm-hmm. of debt, reducing liabilities, having a little bit of money set aside, and then you're saying, okay, now let's look at avoiding long-term risk also. Mm-hmm. And long-term mm-hmm. risk is these problems in the basement. We need to make sure we get these fixed. So short-term right. risk first, long-term risk second.
Okay, that makes great sense. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
All right, Sarah, thanks for the call. All right, folks, if you're looking to sell your home, did you know the real estate agent that you choose has the power to make or break your home sale? If you partner with the right one, you could make thousands. Now, I know there are hundreds of agents right where you live, so the question is, how do you know which one's the right one? Well, first, I recommend finding an agent with the heart of a teacher who has at least 5 years of experience and closes a minimum of 40 homes a year. I know what you're thinking. Where do I find one of those? Sign me up, right? That sounds like somebody who's awesome. Well, that's why we created the Endorsed Local Provider Program. All of our real estate ELPs are in the top 5% of all agents nationwide. So if you're looking for a top agent you know that you can trust with the sale of your largest financial asset, make sure you work with the best. Just go to stewardship.com and click on Find an ELP to get connected with a top agent in your area. And while you're there, be sure to download a copy of our free home seller's guide for step-by-step guidance on how to sell your home stress-free and with confidence. Don't cheat yourself when you sell your home. Go to stewardship.com and click on Find an ELP to get started.
We appreciate you joining us today on Chris Brown's True Stewardship. We want to hear your questions and your success stories. Every story, from your smallest milestone to your biggest victory. Email Chris at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. That's chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. Or call 866-357-3283. That's 866-357-3283. And now back to Chris Brown. Chris?
Well, you are listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship, and I'm your host, Chris Brown. We continue to take your calls at 866-357-3283. Got a cool thank you from Anne. Very, very encouraging email. It says, thank you so much, Chris and Dave Ramsey, and glory to God for this awesome show. Well, I'll take that every day. I just heard about it at your 1 year anniversary and went back to listen to the shows like a marathon. I wonder if that marathon stuff is subliminal. As a Christian, I love to hear the scriptural advice. I took Financial Peace University 2 years ago, and we will be debt-free in a year, praise God. I'm just so thankful for your crew that made all this come about for God and to help so many people. It gives me so much peace to have savings. If only everyone would listen and follow this program. I'm buying 5 adult children the total money makeover for Christmas. So God bless you, and thank you, thank you, thank you. Way to go, Anne. Very cool. Now, that's someone who, you know, takes being a faithful steward very seriously. Now, we're here at the end of our broadcast, and, you know, if you find yourself not quite as optimistic as Anne today, you hear that from her, and you're like, oh my goodness, that's a really cheery person. Almost makes you sick, right? You ever been in one of those moods where a cheery person makes you sick? I want you to focus on just obeying what you know. Okay, you're not really sure what the week's gonna, you know, what the weekend's gonna hold. You're not really sure, you know, what's going on relationally with some of your most important relationships. But Charles Spurgeon once said, "Be wise and attend to obeying. Let Christ manage the providing." And you might not be as cheery as Anne and might be kind of down and out when it comes to your current stewardship situation. But again, be wise and attend to obeying. Let Christ manage the providing. Well, folks, don't forget to visit stewardship.com and click on Find an ELP to get started with a real estate agent in your area. As you're listening to this show and making changes in your own life, give us a call to tell us how you're doing. Call us at 866-357-3283. Generous God, we give thanks to you for the gifts you have given us. Our life, our family, our friends, time, talents, material possessions. All that we have comes from you. Help us to remember this and tell others of your goodness. Walk with us, God. Help us on our spiritual journey so that we may constantly renew our relationship with you and all the great people in our communities. Renew in us your spirit. Give us the strength and courage to become better followers of your Son, Jesus. Help us hear the call to come follow me. We sign off today by saying we give glory to you, God, as we make stewardship a way of life. Folks, it has been a pleasure. And until next time, let's continue to manage God's blessings, God's way, for God's glory.